1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's official. Former President Donald Trump faces nearly three dozen felony counts related to falsifying records related to hush money paid out before the 2016 election. After his highly anticipated court hearing in Lower Manhattan, the former president flew to Florida and delivered a speech at Mar-a-Lago. ABC's Rachel Scott is there.
During the hearing, the judge warning all parties to refrain from making comments that could incite violence, but the former president turned right around. During that address at Mar-a-Lago, he continued his attacks, not only on the Manhattan district attorney, but also on the judge and even the judge's family.
A Democratic-backed Milwaukee judge has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, ensuring that liberals will take control of the court for the first time in 15 years. The state's abortion ban is pending as a lawsuit challenging an 1848 ban on the procedure is expected to appear soon before that high court. Johnson & Johnson is setting aside nearly $9 billion to cover allegations that its talcum products caused cancer. This is ABC News. A key discovery in the investigation into the deadly crash of two Army helicopters in Kentucky. The flight data recorders from both Blackhawks have been recovered. Nine soldiers were killed during a nighttime training mission. A goodbye to politics from the former Prime Minister of New Zealand.
New Zealand's former Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern with a powerful message during her farewell speech.
You can be a nerd, a crier, a hugger. You can be all of these things. And not only can you be here, you can lead just like me.
Ardern stepped down in January, citing her wish to spend more time with her partner and daughter. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
And there's a new Buffett on the billionaires list.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Warren Buffett is joined by singer Jimmy Buffett. Forbes figures that the Margaritaville performer, who also owns a couple of restaurant chains, now has a net worth of just over $1 billion. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. Judge Janet Protasiewicz will become Wisconsin's newest state Supreme Court justice after handily defeating former Justice Dan Kelly, 55-45%. A bad batch of drugs may have come into Milwaukee County after 17 suspected overdose deaths, which have been reported since Saturday. The medical examiner is still determining which substances were used by the victims, but Milwaukee County's chief health policy advisor, Dr. Ben Weston, says it's likely fentanyl was a major factor. The synthetic opioid is often mixed with street drugs, including heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and depressants. Anyone can stop at a Milwaukee fire station or a truck and take home a Narcan Hope Kit for free. Those include Narcan, which reverses the effects of opioid overdoses, a rescue breathing pocket mask, and test strips to determine if the substance contains fentanyl. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank Mr. Todd Alba for having an opportunity to come in and sharing the studio with us, and hopefully all is well, and he's back on the air in Madison. So let me, it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means the Dawn of Resistance herself, Maggie Dawn, is on the line with us. And good morning to you, Maggie Dawn. How are you?
Well, this morning I'm fantastic. It looks like we might have had an election.
You know, Maggie, before we even get started, I have to, and I'm sorry for those who have been listening, but I hate to have to repeat this, but I really want to hear Maggie's response to this. Maggie, this is Justice Rebecca Bradley's response. Did you hear her?
No, I didn't.
Listen to this. Rebecca Bradley, a member of the court's current conservative majority, told Kelly's supporters Tuesday that the results of the election will have grave consequences. We will now have four people on the Supreme Court of Wisconsin who will take away the power of the people to rule themselves, to govern themselves, and the legislature, Bradley said. And I don't think that's what anybody in this room wanted. What most of the people of Wisconsin wanted, they wanted Kelly. She's a Supreme Court justice. And this is, and so you began the new Supreme Court with a new body coming in.
Yeah.
And this is the response. I would never be able to work with you. I mean, am I blowing this out of proportion?
Listen, this morning, I have even less tolerance for baloney than I do on a usual day that ends in Y. So I'm just going to tell it to you straight. No one who has some legal skill and acumen, and certainly not legal scholars, would confuse Rebecca Bradley with a big brain. Okay.
You know,
like her and Gableman are kind of birds of a feather, if you catch my drift.
So,
not the brightest bulb in the marquee. So this nonsense from her is very on brand. She does that. None of that even makes sense. Wisconsin is gerrymandered to oblivion, right? So, Rebecca, when you talk about the will of the voters in a state that is, for many past elections, with this one as an exception, votes very close to sort of an even split of the electorate. How do you, Rebecca, will of the voters, Rebecca, explain why the Republicans have a nearly veto-proof majority in both houses of our legislature? That is undemocratic. The woman has no idea what she's talking about because she doesn't know the difference between legal scholarship and political rhetoric. That's the problem.
You know, Maggie, before we get into all the other things, you saw Dan Kelly's response, right?
Oh, yeah, that paragon of class and that really shows our children when you lose, this is how you lose with grace. I mean, what he said is he's calling Janet despicable. It's just like you say that with no sense of irony. It's so beyond any excuse or rationalization, right? I mean, his language was just horrifying.
And the fact that they wanted this guy, they thought he had character enough.
Character? Well, he's character of a kind, I guess.
I know, but I'm saying that they ran him for the highest seat in the state. You would have thought that the man would have had some kind of character. But this clearly states that they'll pick any person out of the gutter.
Whiny infant, right? To run for any election and then stomp his foot and suck his thumb and complain when he doesn't win and call the other side more names. I mean, these are the candidates that we're starting to see from Republicans. That we have been seeing, right? And Dan Kelly's the most recent iteration of this. Ron Johnson has elements of that. And I'm going to call it the sort of like whiny Republican. I don't like it that there's competition. Oh, I don't like it that I could lose. Mommy said I was the best and that I should get everything I wanted. You want to talk about snowflakes? It's these men that were raised by mothers who never told them no and never scolded them and made them hot dogs when they didn't want to eat their Brussels sprouts. It's these sorts of people that are the problem, right? I mean, let's take a pause, Earl, and just remind ourselves of some of the things that Dan Kelly said that last night. I quote, "I wish in a circumstance like this," you mean a circumstance where you got your butt kicked up and down a woman in an election. Okay, so "I wish in a circumstance where I got my butt kicked the second time by a liberal woman in an election, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent." Dan, last time I checked, a worthy opponent is the one that kicks your butt up and down in an election, which happened not once, but not twice. What definition of worthiness, Dan, are you looking for? Does worthy in your world only mean those who share your worldview? Because then we wouldn't need elections. It would be legal fiat by Dan Kelly, the smartest guy in the room, just like his mama told him he was. He goes on. "But I do not have a worthy component to which I can concede. I hope everyone on the air that has two gray cells rubbing together is thinking the same three words I am, which is a word I can't use on the air that rhymes with duck, followed by you, Dan, exclamation point. I wish in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a woman who kicked my butt in the second election, who's liberal and doesn't believe any of the nonsense I do, but I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede. Everyone together in their minds, duck you, Dan." And then he calls her a serial liar. "I wish Wisconsin the best of luck because it's going to need it." He goes on to call her campaign dishonorable and despicable. Riddle me this, Dan, duck you, Dan. Which campaign was it that had a surrogate that re-traumatized a rape victim so badly that those surrogates, funded by gazillionaire one percenters that run the WMC, the Wisconsin Manufacturers
Commerce
lobbying group, that they had to pull the and Dan? Was that Janet or was that you? No, that was you, Dan. Dan, riddle me this. Which despicable candidate surrogates drummed up some ne'er-do-well former son-in-law from 30 years ago to say things that even his siblings wouldn't corroborate, calling Janet a racist and an elder abuser? That was you, Dan. Not Janet. I don't know, again, what his definition of despicable is, but I think if he took a good look at himself in the mirror, he might find his way to a working definition of despicable. Gross.
You know, Maggie, maybe the Republicans are starting to realize that they've only got always just one issue, and that's to try to terrify and scare people. And so it didn't work. And so they spent all the money on those horrific commercials that you just talked about because it worked with Mandela Barnes, right? So that's all they have. They're a one-trick pony. That's it. They've got nothing else that they can offer. And they're watching this mountain that they've built is tumbling down. And they don't know how to handle it, you know, Maggie. They really don't. It's not just on the state level. It's nationally. The House of Cards is falling apart. And they just don't know how to accept the fact that, as you stated, they don't know how to take defeat.
There is no defeat. You know, they've defined their political brand as the only way to do things, right? There's everything about sort of the current Trump land brand of Republicanism is defined by this. We have the only worldview, the only set of values, the only set of policies that will ever work. And it's wrapped up and bundled. And then the bow on top of it is with this Christian nationalist,
right?
Like, that's kind of what they've built. You don't see that level of exclusivity of belief when you look at Democrats. And I don't care what anybody wants to say about this. There simply isn't a Democratic hegemon, meaning there is not a unified and basically, you know, extremely narrow set of policies and beliefs that the Democratic Party polices itself against. In fact, every election cycle, we have an internal debate amongst Democrats that talks about all sorts of things. And we litmus test candidates. Are they left enough, right? We have these debates. The Green New Deal, not every Democrat went for that, right? We've got folks that are sort of all along what I'm going to call the rational spectrum of political theory.
Maggie,
that's simply not the case.
Hold the thought, my friend. We've got to take a quick break.
Got to go to break already.
Yeah.
Go fast.
Right, I know. We'll be right back.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop and order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 55 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase. By Saturday, low 40s. Friday, upper 40s. By Saturday, about an inch of snow. Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media. .com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the Dawn of Resistance itself. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, your best caller is on the line, CJ. Good morning, CJ. You wiped the tears out of your eyes?
Yeah, it's a sad day for America.
What part of America is it a sad day for?
Wisconsin and America, as we watch. We're finding out all kinds of things, you know. The Democrats do a better job lying about the Republicans' position than the media covers. And
is that what happened?
If it wasn't for the abortion rights issue, because that truly is what you lie, your party, your candidate. I couldn't get her to respond to my question either.
Well she's here now. Maggie's not going to run from you, man. Go ahead.
What is her position, Judge Janet, position on abortion? Does she believe that they should be able to have an abortion
CJ,
up to the day
the race
before,
is over? The race is over.
She never would answer.
She doesn't
she
have to.
Answer.
She doesn't have to respond to you, man. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah. Yep. Well, do you know her position,
hey, Maggie?
Girl?
No, Maggie, we can't hear you. Hold on, Maggie.
Just the way Chicago steers left. They bring on a mayor that believes in defund the police just the way Mandela Barnes did. And the mere fact that your party lies about Republicans' positions, congratulations. Your party
okay,
won.
CJ, I've got some questions. I've got questions. Yeah, I've got questions.
Hey, CJ.
I've got questions.
Go ahead.
So you said she lied about her position on abortion? She said all along that she believes in a woman's right to choose. What she didn't do was answer factual scenarios that could appear before her in a case, which she's not permitted to do. What's your problem with that?
Oh, Maggie, I know you turned my mic off, but I did respond to you. She lied about the Republicans' issues, and she won't state
okay,
her
what?
Own.
So, well, CJ, again, you started by criticizing her position on abortion, CJ, and I'm trying to ask you, what is the problem?
Maggie, do you want to hear
she can't answer that question,
hey,
CJ. She can't answer that question. No,
oh
she can't.
God, but she can
thank goodness that you don't run the judicial ethics panel. That is not what the situation is. She can't answer fact. Your laughter is not a substantive response to my question. My second question to you is you say, according to you, and last time I checked, you don't have a law degree.
Hey,
so no disrespect meant. I'm not going to take your word for it because it's not true. The next thing that you said was that she lied about Republican positions. What specifically did she lie about Dan Kelly's position?
The mere fact that you turn my mic off every time you want to.
Hey, CJ.
So your mic is on. No one has turned your mic off, CJ. Get over your persecution complex and answer the question.
I will turn you off if you don't respond. So go ahead.
Respond to your false statement about what Janet can respond to.
Okay, you and I disagree. I'm now asking you a different question, CJ. You and I disagree. I don't think you're a credible source because you're not a lawyer and you don't understand judicial ethics. So we're going to move on because you and I disagree. What did she lie about Dan Kelly's position? That's what I want to know.
He doesn't know.
Why can she?
Okay, well, this is a helpful conversation. It's just CJ's view of the world.
The way it goes with you, Maggie. There you go. Talk over me. So
I'm asking you questions, and you're not responding.
Why? Yeah, because you won't respond to the.
Hey, CJ. Listen, man. I'm going to have to cut you off because we're trying to give you an opportunity to have a conversation. We know that you're in pain because the sky has fallen as far as you and others like you are concerned. And so he hung up. And that's the way it should go.
I want to be clear too, Earl. I know how you and Calvin run your board. One, I can't mute callers. I call in as a guest to your show. And neither you or Calvin mute callers.
Right.
You don't do that. That's not how you run your show. So, CJ, whatever persecution complex you have in your head, get over it. And second of all, when I hear nonsense coming out of your mouth, yeah, I'm going to interrupt you because you don't answer questions. I responded exactly to what you alleged about Janet Protasiewicz, which is a false set of premises. She can't address extremely specific factual scenarios like, quote, what about abortion until the last second that a child is born? That is not something, it may come up in a case when you get into those factual specific scenarios. So I get why she was unwilling to answer that question. She has to be able to address the cases on the facts that are presented to her. And you weren't able to articulate a single thing that Judge Janet lied about Dan Kelly. And frankly, you don't need to lie about Dan Kelly. You just read the stuff that he writes, which is basically that women are whores and that's why abortion shouldn't be legal. So if you see Jay also apparently agree that women are whores and that's why abortion should be illegal. Amen, brother. That's your belief system, but that's not what the people of Wisconsin believe, apparently by a 10% majority.
You know, Maggie, it was a landslide. Yep, 12%. He really got his backside handed to him, and so did the Republican Party. And they need to get ready and get used to this because people are starting to wake up.
Yeah, fair elections,
yes.
Fair maps, Republicans lose.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new reality.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, the dawn of resistance is here, and we'll be right back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's official. Former President Donald Trump faces nearly three dozen felony counts related to falsifying records related to hush money paid out before the 2016 election. After his highly anticipated court hearing in Lower Manhattan, the former president flew to Florida and delivered a speech at Mar-a-Lago. ABC's Rachel Scott is there.
During the hearing, the judge warning all parties to refrain from making comments that could incite violence, but the former president turned right around. During that address at Mar-a-Lago, he continued his attacks, not only on the Manhattan district attorney, but also on the judge and even the judge's family.
A Democratic-backed Milwaukee judge has won the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, ensuring that liberals will take control of the court for the first time in 15 years. The state's abortion ban is pending as a lawsuit challenging an 1848 ban on the procedure is expected to appear soon before that high court.
Civic Johnson Media Radio Stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Caused cancer. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Dan Kelly is going down swinging even after losing the Wisconsin Supreme Court race by a wide margin. In an unusual concession speech, he called Janet Protasiewicz a serial liar.
I wish that in a circumstance like this, I would be able to concede to a worthy opponent. But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede.
Wisconsin's high court will have a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. The mayors of Madison, Green Bay, and Racine all won re-election yesterday. Voters in Mount Pleasant re-elected all of their village board members in what amounted to a referendum on embattled manufacturer Foxconn. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night. The Brewers and Mets play the rubber match of their series today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
My bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
All right, welcome back to the Early Group Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday, That means none other than the dawn of resistance herself, Maggie Dawn. You know, Maggie, I want to talk about Judge Jeanine Ganin, and congratulations to her.
Yes, Judge Ganin. That was, I had literally just wrote this down. Well, Ganin and Bill Brash. Great minds, my brother.
She is, and I had her on a couple times, and man, she's, that's what we need, right?
Her background, I mean, she's basically worked her entire life helping to advocate for people that have no power, no access. Yes. Driver's license recovery. She's worked with the ACLU. She's worked in landlord-tenant disputes. She's worked on the tenant side. She's worked for legal action of Wisconsin. These are all issues that affect far more people than anyone who has always had health insurance and a roof over their head and food to eat. Far more people than anybody that comes from that background could ever imagine. In other words, this woman has been a street lawyer, and her candidacy against a long-sitting, well-respected appeals court judge by the name of Bill Brash was also a more wonky, but nonetheless a talisman in terms of tolerance for the old hierarchy within our judicial system. And she absolutely crushed the incumbent Bill Brash, who was a Walker appointee.
Maggie, she, her, just, I had her on a couple times, and there's something very special about her. And
I agree.
And not just her humility, but the fact that she's got some of that Maggie Dawn in her too, I can see.
Yeah, she has got fight.
Yes.
For sure. I attended the debate between the two judges that was hosted by the Milwaukee Bar Association. By the way, Dan Kelly no-showed that debate when it was with Janet. I attended that debate, and one of the consistent themes that came up over and over again was her call for very clear judicial rules of recusal. And she was addressing this issue both in specificity to the campaigns, including the Supreme Court campaigns, but also more broadly. And Judge Brash basically refused to answer the question when asked, and said, basically, we don't need any new rules. Judges can be trusted to do this themselves. And my response to that was simply incredulous. I think for folks like CJ, with whom I completely think he's drank far too much of the Kool-Aid, but allegations of, you know, predetermined bias or those kinds of things, great, let's have an independent panel of nonpartisan legal ethics experts, say of three in number. We can figure out how to make those bipartisan appointees, rigorous vetting process, but that be the appeal place of last resort when it comes to requests for recusal, or if a judge him or herself wants to effectively say, hey, this is a close call, I don't feel comfortable, or I don't think if I decide this on my own that that's going to promote public trust in our court system. So here's this independent body that I can give that to. I have been advocating for this for years. I think it is the only common sense way to go about things like this. And I also think that it should apply to challenges or complaints filed against judges themselves. Instead of having those decided, as was the case against Bill Prosser when he was on the court, right? He had allegedly basically choked a Supreme Court colleague, and ultimately the court that he sat on determined his fate, right? Which makes no sense and does not help the public have any faith in the court system.
You know, Maggie, she is this brilliant young lady,
Yes.
And who has all of her career is ahead of her.
Yes.
So as she, and I don't even want to use the term mature, because she's mature beyond her age. But can you imagine what she's going to be with some experience and the impact she's going to have on the lives of so many people who come to the system and feel like there's no chance, right? I mean, that's what I got from her the two times that I had her on. And so I was so thrilled when I saw that she wound up winning.
I think that that's, again, much more wonky, less sexy race. And granted, this is District 1 Appeals Court, which is includes Milwaukee County and is, you know, that's largely Democratic. But the fact that people knew enough about that race to have the margin between Attorney Guillen, soon to be Judge Guillen, and Judge Brash is really saying something, because absent all of this attention to the judiciary in the wake of Dobbs, I don't think you've got turnout in these numbers, and I don't think you have the attention to these down ballot races that also have a really meaningful impact on people's lives.
So Maggie, before we, you know, I don't want to get too far down the road before I ask you, help me understand, help us understand how a guy like Donald Trump, the judge tells him clearly what not to do. And he turns around right after he walks out of the judge's courthouse and does all the things that the judge told him not to do. And the judge won't see him again until December. What should the judge do?
You know, I was very curious about that, sort of put some meat on the bones here. Yesterday, during Trump's arraignment, where he entered a not guilty plea, the judge was very clear in instructing him to not use language or words explicitly or implicitly to incite violence, or that may, you know, sort of lean in that direction.
He's talking about the judge's family, but I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, what I had said yesterday on the air with the devils was, I don't think he's capable of not doing that. The man can't read a teleprompter. If I was his criminal defense lawyer, I'm going, oh, my God, I've got the worst possible client in the world, because you can't control anything he says. And so he goes to this rally, which, frankly, he's a politician charged with a crime. The rally itself isn't a problem. I think any politician, perhaps in a similar situation with a similar lack of any shame, would do the same thing, right? But then, you know, this language of persecution, which was the same predicate language, right, that he used in the buildup to January 6th, and now we have that occurrence, right? That we know that his words aren't benign or can be brushed away as, this is just political rhetoric, I don't mean any of this. If I'm Alvin Bragg, I have a motion and a brief ready to go, and I'm just going to let him go for a little bit longer, and I'm going to continue to fill in the fact section with the juiciest quotes from everything that Trump is saying, what he will continue to say on Truth Social, his quasi-Twitter social media platform that he had to create because he's unfit for almost any other social media platform, because what he says is so full of violent hate and nonsense. I've digressed now. But yeah, I'd be filling in those blanks in a motion to put probably one of the most extensive gag orders on a defendant that could be imagined. And also recall that there is precedent from this out of Donald Trump's own camp, and that was the criminal prosecution of Roger Stone, who was repeatedly admonished, in that case, by a federal judge, to cease using incendiary and violent, violence-provoking language. And then Roger Stone put out on, I believe, Twitter, a photo of the judge with what looked like a bullseye next to her face, and that got him gagged. So, you know, I don't think it's an if, Earl. I think it's a but. When does Donald Trump cross that line? And I can't imagine that Alvin Bragg is not prepared to file if and when District Attorney Bragg believes that line has been finally crossed.
It's not even just the district attorney. It's the judge at the court that he was just in who gave him directives. And he ignored that. So as an average, everyday citizen, it's just amazing to me, Maggie, that there are people who still think that somebody's out to get this lunatic, you know. And the only way you can really get this lunatic is that you make him suffer the consequences. Nobody should be, they keep saying nobody's above the law, but stop letting him be above the law, right?
Yes, for every person out there that thinks that this is somehow treating Donald Trump differently, the only different treatment that Donald Trump has gotten, other than anybody else who would have committed the same crimes, is that he has been treated better. He was given more time, I believe, more time to surrender. He wasn't handcuffed. He wasn't subject to a perp walk. He appeared in a suit, not in an orange jumpsuit. He was released immediately. He's been allowed to conduct these rallies. I think the district attorney, whether you're talking about District Attorney Bragg, the attorney general in New York State, or the attorney general in Georgia, and the district attorney there, oh, by the way, those are all Black people. Isn't that nice? Black folks might be the ones to actually enforce the rule of law in this country against the most overtly racist president we've had in 50 years. There's some divine justice there, isn't there? And two of those folks are Black women to boot. Good for them. But the slowness with which all of these inquiries have proceeded is actually in deference to the gravity of the situation. It is treating him differently and treating him differently to his benefit.
Right.
I heard a historian comment yesterday that these allegations from the right that this is a political prosecution are so ill-placed. Does a rule of law prosecution have political ramifications? Of course it does. But it doesn't mean that the motivation behind the prosecution is in bad faith. In other words, we have to do the right thing, even when there may be political pain for the country, because the rule of law, the system itself, is being tested.
But see, Maggie,
and we have to accept that responsibility. And I just want to say, we have to do the right thing now. And not worry that someone may claim in a bad analogy in the future that means they get to do the wrong thing in the future, right? If you get my point, is, oh, if we do this, this is political prosecution, and now the entire arm of law enforcement becomes politicized. Trump already did that with Attorney General Barr. We know what that looked like. He fired U.S. attorneys left and right who wouldn't accede to Bill Barr's political directives. We know what that looked like. Bill Barr lied about the Mueller report. We know what political law enforcement looks like because Donald Trump did it. This is not political prosecution.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. The dawn of resistance is ready to go.
I'm here.
Yeah. I'll see you. We'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Be right back. And I think it's gonna be a
long, long time. This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I helped Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 55 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwesterly winds, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 41. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Friday, clouds on the increase. By Saturday, low 40s. Friday, upper 40s. By Saturday, about an inch of snow. Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 39.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Tom.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, the Dawn of Resistance. Maggie Dawn is on the line. Maggie, when are you going to be doing your own show on the station?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Earl. I'm going to be starting, I believe, the first week of May, so the first full week in May. And it'll be on from 6 to 7 following the Devil's Advocates, Monday through Thursday, live for an hour, mostly a caller-based show. I will effectively give you my take on something for the first segment, try to explain it both in terms of the law, politics, and economics, which is my jam, as you know, and then ask folks to call and weigh in. I even want to hear from CJ, because it's fun to have somebody to argue with. It's for good radio. And also because I think it's really important to try to stitch together and explain the implications of some of these things that we see in the news, as opposed to as events in isolation, but as part of some of the broader patterns that we're seeing both in our politics and in our policies. So that's going to start in May, Monday through Thursday, live, replay Friday from 6 to 7 here on the Civic Media Network.
So I will be announcing it without question. And really excited about it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And I think that, honestly, that's what's starting to happen. I think Republicans have been so afraid of the word woke, and they use that as a pejorative because of the fact that they don't want people to wake up. And you know what? People are waking up, whether they want them to or not. And the thing is, remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. That's what you always have to remember. It's classic projection on the Republican side of the aisle. And I don't know when it started. Maybe it started with George War Criminal Bush, which is what that W stands for in his middle name, War Criminal, is that they are such victims. I have never seen people that are so victims. Like, the old Republican Party was supposed to be like anti-victim, take personal responsibility, all this stuff. They are the biggest. I mean, that's my biggest pet peeve. You go to my Twitter feed, that's what I say. Don't be a victim. I mean, that's like, take some personal responsibility for what it is that you do. You know what, Dan Kelly? You are a horrible candidate. And I don't know if you mean by a candidate that was of your, what was the word he used? He used the word that she wasn't worthy,
yes,
or something like that. Does he mean a woman? Because that's
right.
Kind of what I get from it. If it would have been a man, because he's been beat twice by a woman. So I'll take that, Dan Kelly, in terms of your absolute empowered them.
Hey Tom, I wish we had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's squeeze in Rico before we let Maggie respond. Hey, Rico, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, that's great news with Maggie getting started on May 1st after the Devils. Congratulations, Maggie. Looking forward
to it. And this is Rico from Rock County, Maggie. But anyway, go ahead.
Thanks, Rico. Good to talk to you again this morning.
I would say I want to be FCC friendly here. That's old Dirty Dan. Old Dirty Dan. Intercourse rectum handed to him again.
Uh-oh. This guy, you're real close to the line, man.
Yeah.
No, well, that's no, I mean, legal medical stuff.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know what he reminds me of? Is a prize fighter, Earl.
Calvin. Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. You know, Maggie, you want to respond again to Tom's? He's right on point. These people are as thin-skinned as anybody could be.
Yeah, I think there's a combination of projection and gaslighting. Republicans' refrains are, they're cheating. No, sorry, Democrats are not the party of voter suppression. Okay, there's not cheating going on, right? That's what Republicans do.
I heard that
That's
this morning.
What gerrymandering is. The cheating, stop projecting what your party does onto Democrats. Your party is cheating. And why are you cheating? You're cheating because if we look at the demographic realities of these United States and this state of Wisconsin, your beliefs are no longer the majority of beliefs. So you have to lie, cheat, and steal to win elections. That's what Donald Trump did in 2016 in collusion with Russia by covering up what we know now was an illegal scheme to defraud American voters by not letting the truth come out in the wake of the extra videotape. Listen, I want to make this one point so that people don't forget this. This entire thing, his entire prosecution before the New York District Attorney was 100% avoidable by Donald Trump because paying someone off to catch and kill their story is not illegal. Okay, that was perfectly legal. If he would have come out, if he would have booked it correctly in the Trump Corporation's books, and he would have issued a corrected campaign finance report, no problem. The issue is that Donald Trump cannot be accountable for anything, even something that we all know he's very proud of, that is sleeping with a Playboy playmate. He couldn't even admit this tiny bit of wrongdoing. And that's why he's facing criminal prosecution. He's not facing prosecution because it's political. He's facing a prosecution that has political impacts because he couldn't even admit in the tiniest bit that he did something wrong. That is the condition of the Republican Party. And that is why someone who has zero personal accountability for his whole entire life is the leader of the zero accountability party.
You know, Maggie, we got to go.
Time flies when you're having fun with your friends,
yeah,
Earl.
Yeah, but be glad to have you back in town, and maybe you'll bring some of that warmth with you.
Heck yeah, I got love for the listeners. I even got love for CJ. Makes for good radio when I can tell you how many ways that you're wrong, my brother.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Good to see you.
We got to go. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, to get his view. He's in Madison right now as we speak, Joint Finance Committee, and he'll bring us some information. Be right back.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean,
It does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.